Welcome home, darling. Did you miss me? Well, clearly you didn't miss me that much, seeing as you decided to stay out until the witching hours without letting me know. Oh, work ran late. My poor worked baby. And they kept you this late? Really? Oh, and you lost track of time. That is unfortunate. Did you forget anything else? No? Perhaps this? Yes, darling, you did forget your phone. Found it on the table. And that's fine, pet. You've got so many little things going on in that pretty little head. Sometimes things are bound to slip through the cracks. I forgive you for that. Come here, pet. All right. Good. Now, what's not alright is the people you've been texting without my permission. Oh, there's that panicked expression I've been waiting for. Anything else you care to tell me, pet? On second thought, don't bother, that would be a tad redundant, you see. I've already read all the texts. Oh, dear, that got your heart racing. Oh? I see. Well, in that case, why don't you just go right ahead and explain it all to me, pet, if it is just a big misunderstanding. Go ahead. Oh, all right. Let me get this straight. So because you met them through work, that automatically means that they're trustworthy. All right. I'll let you continue, Pat. Absolutely, darling. Is that all you wanted to say? I just wanted to make sure I didn't cut you off before you were thoroughly finished, alright? Well done, darling. That was very well explained. And I certainly enjoyed that creative spin that you've put on the situation. No, really. You could be a PR rep for a sleazy politician. Now, I think I have been perfectly fair. I've given you a chance to speak. Did you say what you want? I would say that I have certainly been more than fair in this situation. Wouldn't you agree? Wouldn't you agree, pet? Excellent. Now, we've just had pet's story time. Let's move on to pet's consequences. I think we should summarize, shall we? That was a rhetorical declarative, pet. That means that I do not require your little opinion on that question. So you just sit there and look pretty by keeping that pretty mouth closed unless I tell you to open it. Understand? Very good. Now, you know that you're in hot water. Let's see just how hot it is. Firstly, you forgot your mobile. You are supposed to keep this on, and you're supposed to have it with you whenever you leave the flat. Anything could have happened to you, and you would have had no means of contacting me, would you? No. This was an oversight to your safety, which, as you know, is my responsibility, because you belong to me. And by forgetting your phone, you put yourself at risk. Are you allowed to do that, pet? Mm-hmm. No, you are not. But, as I said earlier, that particular infraction has been forgiven. Yes. Right. Now, when you came home, you said that work ran late and that you lost track of time, correct? We've established that as a lie, so that is strike one. Now, do you agree? You may answer when a question is directed at you, pet. Very good. Now, darling, did you really think that would work? I would have sooner believed the dog ate my homework excuse. At least that would get points for being a classic. Even if I had believed your flimsy excuse of, oh, work ran late and I lost track of time, I'm afraid the messages from your new friends would have told me everything I needed to know anyway. Oh, trust me, you do not want to try me right now. If you have nothing to hide, then you should have absolutely no objection to me looking through your texts. But we'll get back to that. If you weren't going to be home when you were supposed to be home, you are to let me know. I told you to be quiet, didn't I? We have thoroughly established that you did not have your phone, pet. But at work, you have multiple means of communication, don't you? You have your work phone, you could have used a colleague's phone, your email, messenger, fax machine. Hell, I would have accepted a carrier pigeon with a post-it note. Any of these things you could have used to ask me. You elected not to. That's strike two. Now, pet, you know I am very lenient with you. I tried to give you as much freedom as you deserve and more. I want you to have it. I want you to be happy. But when it comes to who you are texting, who you are spending your time with, I have to approve beforehand. We have discussed this. We have agreed upon it. It is not up for debate. You are mine. It is my job. Don't give me that look. I'm not some sort of controlling monster. This is about your safety. It is mine to decide. And you agreed. Now, where were we? You were hiding texts from me. Strike three. You were late tonight because you went out with these new friends after work. Strike four. You elected to lie to me about where you were, because work did not relate. That's strike five. You lied to me about who you were with. Strike six. You then attempted to lie to me again once I confronted you with your phone. Strike seven. You tried to argue with me a moment ago. Let's call that, combined with your current attitude, a collective strike eight, shall we? You went out with people you barely know. God knows what their intention might have been. You put yourself in danger. We'll call that strike 9 and 10. I'd say you're in very hot water indeed. You could have done as you were supposed to, and then we could have had a very pleasant night. I was planning on doing some things you would have liked very much, darling. But instead, you decided to break my trust and to make me doubt you, to make me doubt your word. Everything that we've built this relationship on has been on trust, darling, and you have just broken that. And to top off that disappointment, you're now forcing me to be the bad guy. been doing so well. You were adjusting to the rules, you were settling in so very nicely, and then you decide to do this. This is not fun for me either, Pet. Now don't try to give me those big sad eyes. We're a little past that, darling. Look at me. Come on. Shouldn't have to lift your face to make you meet my gaze. You lied to me. You worried me. You jeopardized yourself. I am very disappointed with you, Pet. I hate it when you force me to correct you. You think I enjoy this? No, not at all. Vastly prefer it when you're good for me. When you behave, then I can spoil you, and I know you prefer that as well. But because you have made all of these very bad choices, I have to correct you, Pet. You know this. You have rules for your own good, for your own protection. You knew there would be consequences if you did something like this. Now, to start with, effective immediately, from now on, I will be taking you to work and picking you up promptly when you are finished. No, if you have to work late, I will wait there with you until you have finished and then bring you home. Do not try to argue with me again. And your phone is linked with mine now, so I would think twice before doing anything silly again. Because I will know. No. Having privacy on your phone is a privilege. One that you have proven you cannot be trusted with. As you used that very phone to break the trust that I had in you. And that loss of trust hurts me much more than these consequences are about to hurt you. Oh no, darling. Those weren't the consequences. Those were the preview. Since my words do not seem to be getting through to you, perhaps my you'll find out what I mean soon enough. Go and get on the bed.
Now.
I cannot believe you just made me trance you to get you to obey a very simple command. Are you just determined to be a glutton for punishment tonight? I thought we were past this defiance. Do not make this worse for yourself. You know the drill by now. Take off the clothes. Oh, darling, I wouldn't look so excited if I were you. This is not going to go the way you seem to think it is. Yes, I am going to drink from you. But it's going to be very, very different this time. Good. Give me your wrists. Hands above your head. No, I don't usually restrain you, do I? Do you know why that is? Because usually you are obedient and good for me. So when I drink from you, I make it good for you. I make it feel nice. I make you not feel any discomfort. All right. Give them a pull. Let's make sure you're tied down nice and tight. Alright, that is going nowhere. Good. But this time, pet, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm.
No. I am going to drink from you, but it's not going to feel nice. And I am restraining you because I'm not going to trance you either. I want you fully present, fully feeling, but choosing to be still for me, despite the discomfort. This is your punishment. Hush and listen to me. Good. Now I am tying you down because I know a human's limits, and no matter how good you may be, eventually the pain will make your baser instincts kick into self-preservation mode, and you are going to struggle. The restraints are there to ensure you can't, and to help remind you to be good. I know you're sorry. Just not going to be enough this time. But you're going to prove to me how sorry you are, aren't you? Very good. Now, pet, I want you to hold as still as you can for as long as you can and submit for me like my very good pet that I know you can be. I'm going to push you far past your limits to drill this lesson into you. And this isn't going to be over quickly. But once I decide that you've learned your lesson, all will be forgiven. This is how you start earning my trust back, darling. I only do this because I care about you and want you to be safe. Do you understand? So you just keep remembering that you earned this. You brought this upon yourself. I don't want to hurt you like this, love, but you have left me no alternative. Now, tilt that neck and let's see how long it takes to make you my very good bed again.